Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
To the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, live from the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It is another edition of the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Whoop, whoop.
We're here and our only mission is to show veterans and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
Oh, hi. I'm the Goose. What's up, everybody? Thanks for riding with us today. I can't find my train. Oh, that wasn't it.
I was getting all excited.
I hit the wrong button, but that's okay. That was perfectly appropriate. And so was that. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for riding along with our crazy sound effects train today. And remember, before we get started, that you can join along with us by going to mbradio.us. That's mikebravoradio.us. And that's where you can listen along with us. Unfortunately, we are not on irnbroadcast.com right now, but we will rerun there on Sunday, as usual. I guess they've got a power outage or something today. So
pretty much.
Sorry about that. So just go to mbradio.us, or you can download the Military Brotherhood Radio app as well. Yay! And, of course, we rerun our show on Fridays on MBR also. So if you missed today's, that's okay. Tune in Friday or Sunday. And if you need any other information or you just want to connect with us, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. Just look up The H Train Show. And you can also text us.
Yes.
We have a text line, you guys. 720-619-0627. And it's free. There's no charges or anything, unless you get charged for texts in the first place, in which case you need a new plan. And, of course, today we've got our interview with, who is it today? Operation Interdependence.
Yes.
So exciting. We've also got a new edition of Goose's Gander.
Woo-woo!
Yes, indeed.
We need to get a honk sound.
we'll add it to our buttons there. What else? Tribute to the troops today. All I have here is Nordstrom.
Yes, because I'm too lazy to write the first name.
Oh, well, I'm sure Danny Ray will let us know the first name and the rank and all that good stuff when we get there. And, of course, we'll have the two-minute warning a lot later on to tell you all what's happening next week and what we learned today.
Yes.
That's my favorite
and
part.
Just so that you know, because you didn't tell them.
I didn't.
We are on Instagram as well.
We are?
H Train Show.
Oh, I need to follow us. Whoops. Yes, we're on Instagram also. Oh, and if you want to follow me, I have my own page.
Yes, you do.
Because I have my own show also.
Yes, you do. Oh. And you're gonna talk about the exciting thing that happened this weekend, I'm sure.
What happened this weekend?
Oh, okay. We're not going to bring that up.
Okay. Are you talking about OJ?
No.
Because I'm going to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Freaking OJ, you guys.
No, I was talking about that.
To the tennis match?
No.
What are you talking about?
The bad reviews that happened this weekend.
The claws came out. Yeah, we can talk about that if you want. Later, though. Later. Crazy stuff, you guys. The internet is awful.
Yes, it is.
But if you want to follow me on Facebook, just look up Luce the Goose on Facebook. It's L-U-C-E. That's short for Lucy. It's my real name. It's a really good one. So Loose the Goose on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter, at The Goose Radio. Pretty simple stuff. So follow along.
Well, you know what I think's so funny? And, you know, if you don't want to go into much of it, when Goose first came to the show, I was showing her all my FU letters that I got. Because
you were. And I didn't believe it.
Right. And then she got her.
This would never happen to me.
She got her first FU letter this weekend.
Yesterday, in fact. So, okay. So this is what happened, you guys. Okay. So I'm at work yesterday. It was an 8-hour shift, and it's at the radio station. So I basically was just sitting there babysitting one station. Because there are 5 stations there, but I was in the one that was unoccupied. Everybody else was in the other ones, so I really only had to watch the one. So I was kind of bored, sitting there, you know, not really doing anything other than watching the music, you know, automatically do its thing. And so I'm on there on my shopping app. Don't tell my boss. And I stumbled upon this really...
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah, like, stumbled upon this ridiculous dress. Okay, allow me to explain exactly what it looked like, okay? So, think of, like, a little black dress, like a nice, tight, you know, curve-hugging dress.
Yeah.
But it's only that from the waist down. From the waist up, it was basically, like, suspenders that were meant to just cover the nipples.
Right. I saw it,
yeah. Yeah, you saw it. And if you guys didn't, that's too bad. I've deleted it because so many people found it offensive because, well, not so much the picture offensive, but I guess what I said was a little off color. So before I tell you what I said, I do need to apologize because I'm going to say it again right now on the air. So let's see if I can pull up exactly what I said so that we're all on the same page. So I posted this picture with the caption, it read, quote, this is my own quote, by the way, my own words, "Ladies, unless you want to be a victim, do not wear this. Hashtag seriously." Now, I was ripped into by a lot of ladies because apparently this is blaming the victim for wearing a certain type of clothing. And, you know, I came forward and I apologized because, you know, that was probably a poor choice of words. And I will fully admit that.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, even if you ladies are listening that were complaining, would you seriously wear this dress? And if you would, what exactly is your motivation? Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm all up for being a woman and, you know, flaunting the things I got, you know, when I go out. Like, we all do that. But, I mean, as a man.
Right.
Would you go for the lady wearing this dress?
Well, you know.
Or the, you know, the one that's maybe still in a tight dress, but a little more covered up.
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that because sometimes I think the world is very sexist. Like, if I go into Walmart wearing a dress and it's not plaid color, or if I go into Walmart wearing, I don't know, like a cat suit, even if I'm thin, okay?
You'd look good in a cat suit.
Thank you. if I wore those things, people would look at me and they would make fun of me. But yeah, a woman, if a woman goes into Walmart and, you know, she looks good and wears a cat suit, nobody will complain. If a woman wears
a
dress...
That's not true. I will look at you funny.
Okay.
I wouldn't complain to your face, but I would look at you funny.
Even if you
wearing a cat
like,
suit to Walmart.
Well, people have wore a lot worse, let me tell you.
That's true. And I look at them funny, too.
But that's but my whole thing is I just think that the world is kind of sexist because, you know, like, there's things... Almost a woman can wear anything and get away with it. A man is very stereotyped. Now,
I don't like
do
that,
I want to wear a dress?
No.
No. Is there like a new fashion with men wearing dresses out there?
Yes.
Yeah, I've kind of seen it, but...
Men wearing skirts.
But like, a perfect example is a long time ago, like when my mom and dad was around, a woman wouldn't wear slacks. They would only wear a dress.
Correct.
Well, in today's society, you can wear slacks and a suit and get away with it.
Look at Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She does it every day.
Yeah. It looks like a potato sack, but she wears it every day. I, for one, you know, if I wore a dress or a cat suit or a blouse or
a... Why don't we say like a suit since you're a man?
Well, I'm just saying that a man can't get away can't get away with dressing with all types. A woman can.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not saying that a woman can't wear whatever the heck she wants.
Right.
I am in full support of wearing what makes you comfortable, what makes you feel beautiful, what makes you feel sexy. I am in full support of that. I was merely trying to point out that just because the dress is out there doesn't mean we have to wear it.
Right.
You know, and I'm sorry that I offended some people. I really am.
Well, you know.
But I don't understand why these things are out there.
And I'm going to tell you I remember when my mother was living, and it was a long time ago. I mean, it's a different society now, but a long time ago, if my cousin or if I had like a girlfriend that wore like a short mini skirt, you know, that old fashioned saying was, if you're going to wear something like that, you're kind of inviting it.
Yep.
You
and again, I'm not trying to blame anyone here.
No, we're not trying to blame. We're just saying, you know.
But it's a fact of life, you guys. Men are literally cavemen. If you go out there and show off all of your stuff, they're going to respond as such. And yeah, there are people like H-Train here who would respect your boundaries. But unfortunately, as I've noticed on my dating app, there are many D-bags out there that
will do anything. They'll take pictures with their zipper undone.
They'll do anything, you guys. So just be careful is really all I wanted to get across.
Right.
Just watch what you're doing.
Right.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You know, in fact, I'll tell you what.
I could keep going.
Tell you what, everybody, this is your homework assignment. Watch an episode of SVU and then come talk back to us.
Special victims. You
know. Yeah, exactly.
I like your thinking.
Well, we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Carly. Karen Carly, that is, from Operation Interdependence. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR.
No way we'll lose it. Listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Hi.
Right here on MBR and now IRN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, we're on two now.
We're on two.
Live.
Live.
It's exciting stuff.
Right? So, check this out. We have Karen. You know, I always butcher the name. I probably should have had you read this name.
I'm really good at names.
We have Karen Carley.
Right.
Karen Carley. You got it.
Oh.
That was an easy one.
And, of course, I don't have the sound thing on, so I'm going to have to add that later. I'm just a hot mess today. So, Karen, she is a part of Operation Interdependence. Interdependence. So, let's start this out by, you know, telling us a little bit about yourself and What motivated you getting this thing started?
Well, I've been with the organization 14 years, and it was started by a retired Marine, and I've always been interested in the military. I have lots of family in the military, past and present, and I just decided, my husband and I decided that we wanted to help as much as we could. We started out by writing letters and getting them to one of the managers, and then the founder contacted me one day and wanted to know if I would be interested in being manager, and I worked my way up to the board, and I am now president of the organization.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Incredible.
You make it sound so simple, but I'm sure it took a lot of letter writing.
It sounds simple. It sounds simple. It's been 14 years. I've been with the organization for 14 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
It's
been a long time.
And you said you started writing letters. Was there like a step in there that really led you in the direction to become the president?
Well, It was just kind of a natural progression up the ladder. Like I said, I started out with writing the letters for the passions, even when I was in high school, was to support the troops. And when I heard about this organization, we decided to join it. And it just kind of progressed along the way over the last several years. And I became president about, I'll be almost 6 years now. So
you,
it's one of those situations to where nobody wants my job.
Yeah, nobody wants my job, too. So, you know, I totally get that. So you was talking about the Marines. Was your husband by chance a Marine? Did I catch that right?
No. Just the guy that started the organization is a retired Marine. Yeah. So no, we heard about it through the local newspaper, and they were holding a meeting to see who wanted to join the organization, and we showed up. And from there, that's when we started in writing the letters and getting more and more involved with the organization of Operation Independence. We are 100% volunteers. Nobody gets a salary, including me. So we make sure that everything that we collect goes to our military.
Wow, that's a fun fact right there.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's,
I really like that.
You know, and I don't know if you're familiar with our show, but one thing that people tune in and listen to our show mainly about is because we have nonprofits, small nonprofits like you, nonprofits that make less than $85,000 in admin costs, so that, you know, not only soldiers know the programs that are out there beyond the VA, but, you know, the military community, even the civilian community, they know who is about helping the soldier and not about opening the checkbook. So that's the that's the biggest reason why we do the show that we do. So what kind of programs do you offer within Operation
Interdependence.
Why do I feel like I'm saying that? So what kind of programs do you guys offer?
To send to the military?
Yes.
What we do is we are open to all citizens who want to join us at any time. There's no membership fee or anything like that. Like I said, we're 100% volunteer.
Right.
We get people to write notes for us. Every one of our care packages has to have a note from a caring citizen, drawings from kids, this type of thing. We rely on everything being donated to us. We need anywhere between 7,000 to 7,500 troops is who we send to. So we need at least 10, 4 items per each troop member. And so we want people to donate products to us. And obviously we do need funds for postage. The post office doesn't let us ship for free. It runs us around $5,000 a month for our postage. So everything, we rely on everything being donated to us. The workspace is where we are. In Grand Junction we have a warehouse that's donated. In Los Angeles we have a warehouse that's donated, and in Gilroy we have a small office space there, and in Anaheim the lady works right out of her own house. So
okay, and so is this more kind of regional, or is this is it national?
Well, we would like to be national, but we are not. we have several volunteers and helpers there in California, and it did get started originally in California. So anybody that would like to become a manager or a shipping center, we're always looking for people to help us with that as well. So it's an organization that you can help with as often as you want or as little as you want. Any help is wanted and appreciated at all times. So, but we send boxes every single month, normally 300 boxes. Each one of our 300 boxes contains 25 quart bags, and that's where our notes and our goodies for the troops go, is into those bags and into those boxes.
What kind of goodies do you send? Like, what are the items that, you know, you said four items per soldier or something like that. What are the ideal items that they want?
Well, a lot of the things that they like are things like beef jerky, sardines, small cans of tuna or the tuna pouches, Slim Jims, gum, snack bars, high protein bars.
Can't forget the little sausages.
The little sausages, the little cans of Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
And drink powdered, packaged drink mixes, cocoa in the wintertime, iced tea, hot tea bags, this type of thing. Anything that they can kind of keep into the quart bag if they don't have time to eat it at the time,
right,
and stick it into their pocket as they wander on down the road or whatever job is that they have to do for the day.
Man, I remember when I was in Iraq, I had them send me Mach 3 razor blades because I could not get those razor blades.
You needed the three-blade ones? Come on.
Well, you know, with shaving and stuff, you're lucky if you shave once a day, you know.
Right.
Because the 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh. Not all men shave once a day.
Not in the military.
We do send things. we do send things like razors and chapstick and that type of thing as well. The small tiny bar, hotel bars of soap, and you know, this type of thing. Whatever people donate to us, we are Department of Defense approved, and so we have to watch what we send. We make sure that everything is factory sealed. So yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
So it's,
y'all keep on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you didn't cut me off.
Well, if anybody is wondering, their website is
www.oideliveries.org.
I should just have you read from now on.
Yes, it's www.oidelivers. Make sure the S is on there.
Yes.
.org, O-R-G.
There we go.
Ta-ta-ta-ta. Awesome. So, yeah, guys, head to that website. Help them out. They're doing good things.
Right, and if you can't help them financially, then help them by sending them.
Yeah, who doesn't take little hotel soaps and shampoos out of hotels when you go on vacation? And, like, seriously, when you get home, are you really hanging on to those? Put them in a box.
Well, actually, I
donate them. Quiet, you.
But see, Goose, I have, like, I still have them. When I went to Disney World, because they're so cute with the little Mickey Mouse ears and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I kept those. But Goose is exactly right. Everybody goes to a hotel. You always grab the coffee or you grab the shampoos.
Yeah. Or the towels.
Yes.
We didn't hear that.
No.
That's too funny.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's one of the things that we also really like to have is those type of things, because a lot of those packages from the hotels, like the coffee and the tea, they have the sugar and creamer and stuff in them. And we send them condiments. So you said you were over there. You know that the food's not the best in the world. We send an awful lot of hot taco sauce and ketchup and mustard and this kind of thing. We send those to them as well. Those are the things that they really like.
Got to have some flavor over there.
You do, and sometimes you just
gotta
get tired of drinking water. Like, when people sent me the Kool-Aid, I really dug that because it already has sugar in it, and you just get tired of drinking water.
Straight constantly. From the horse's mouth, people. This man was overseas. Send him Kool-Aid.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
They're
That's
sick
right.
of water.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I have that in there or not. I probably don't.
What?
So... the last question, do you have any other questions?
No, I think I asked all mine.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well, the last question that we have is called Your Time to Shine.
Time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
And with that question, maybe I didn't ask you the right question to set you up. And you have something extra, maybe that we didn't ask you, that you would like to add before we let you go. This is the time, Karen, if you have anything that you want to get off of your chest, this is the time to do it.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're all 100% volunteers, and we do it because we love the troops, all of us do, and we do rely on everything being donated to us. Well, we try not to ask people for anything, but at the same time, that's the only way we can make our organization work. We're very small, but we accomplish quite a bit, and anybody that wants to help just one time or whatever, in any way that they possibly want to help, we're willing to listen to them, help them help us. We also support our veterans here at home with products that people will donate that are too large for us to send, this type of thing. It's very important to make sure that all of our military, past and present, know that we appreciate support and love them, and that's what our organization is all about.
Awesome, Karen. Well, we are based in Colorado, and I see that you are from Colorado. So, anything at all, I'll talk to you on the other side. And before we end the call, for the rest of y'all, we're gonna go on a music break.
Music.
And when we come back. What are we going to do next? Is it Goose's Gander? What is it? So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with Goose right here on MBR Radio and IRN Radio Broadcast.com. Hey, you know, Goose, one thing that I forgot to mention, and I want to say this while we have her on hold.
Yeah.
There is, and she's really talking sweet to me and Goose. She's trying to get us up there. We're going to try. It's a little hard because, you know, Goose is Jamaican. She's got like five jobs, like in living color. But the 11th annual Grand Mesa Poker Run is Saturday, May 13, 2017. It's benefiting our troops and veterans. Register at Harley-Davidson on Crossroads Boulevard. Breakfast by the Orchard Mesa Lions Club. Cost is $15 per person.
It's Mesa.
Maybe, once again, I should have had you read the damn thing. Cost is $15 per person, $5 extra hands, 50-50, pot, door prizes, last bike out at 10 a.m. Stops include, the first stop is, well, she has like 2, 3, 4, 5, so it must start at the Harley-Davidson. Mm-hmm. The second stop is at Delta. Kind of to be determined. Registration is also off of Highway 92. Number 3, the Wagon Wheel, Highway 65, and what did you say? It was Mesa?
Yeah.
Mesa, Colorado? Okay. And then the 4th is Moses's Leather Crossroads Boulevard on the way to Harley-Davidson. And then the 5th stop is Elks Club 249 South 4th, with food, door prizes, and 50-50 pot. If you have any questions or you want more information, feel free to message us here at the show, or you could call Karen. She's the head honcho in charge, 970-523-4217. I'll say that again, 970-523-4217. And you know, one thing that you're going to learn, Goose, because we're going to talk about it a little bit later, Goose is going to explain to you how it felt to be on a motorcycle once again. If you don't know what we're talking about, stay with us. Don't go away. We're about to tell you.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR.
With the Memory Box Project, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here.
Don't
on
stop believing. We were singing along to that on the break. It was fantastic. You all should have been here.
Yes. Yes. Someday we should have like a camera crew.
We'll go live or something.
Video us off the air.
Yes.
Because I think we say some of the funniest things. We have to censor it, of course. But guess, yeah, Goose.
Lots of
guess
leaps.
What time it is.
What?
Yes. Yes.
It's time for Goose's Gander.
It's Goose's Gander. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Goose's masterpiece.
Yeah, I do.
Gotta love it.
I made it myself.
Ready, everyone? Now think. Goose.
Oh, it's just you.
You were afraid it was somebody important.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
You guys. Birds of a feather must together.
Do not stop turning that spit. That is the whole secret of a properly roasted goose.
It smells so good, Mother.
It does, doesn't it?
I'll have what she's having.
Squirrel!
That's it.
That's it. That's it. And you know what? If you would like to sponsor Goose's Gander, message us or simply email Brandy at the H Train. Well, I'm sorry, Brandy.HTrainShow@mbradio.us, and we will get you on the show. Because
yeah, you could even go to a movie with me.
Trust me, people.
Wouldn't that be
people
fun?
People do listen to us.
They do.
They might not like us.
No, they
like
do.
Like we found out this weekend.
No, they but like
they,
us.
They listen to us.
They like us enough to comment on our Facebook posts. So I'm pretty sure we're okay. So, if you guys, and while we're doing Goose's Gander today, if you want to text along with me and let me know exactly what you think about all the things that I'm saying, you go right ahead. 720.
Holy shnikes.
Get out of here. 720-619-0627. Text me, people.
Text me.
Because we're about to talk.
We're about
Red
to talk.
Sparrow. I went and saw Red Sparrow. You guys. It's the new Jennifer Lawrence movie where she plays a Russian... she plays a Russian ballerina turned spy.
Yes.
You learn this early on in the movie. I'm not giving anything away.
And let me interrupt real quick for idiots like me that don't know names to faces.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
She was in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, she's the Hunger Games chick.
And she showed some nipple.
I volunteer!
She showed some nipple action in that that movie, what was it called, Space?
Yeah, the one where she and Chris Pratt are trapped.
Yes.
That was the worst movie ever.
But it showed nipples.
It did. And this one does, too.
Oh.
Yes. Hers, in fact. Yes, hers. And there's also some male nudity, ladies. Hit it up.
I'm your dandy.
So, yeah, hit it up. Red Sparrow, you guys. So, like I said, it's about this girl who... She starts off as a ballerina, and then they're like, hey, girl, you got potential to be a crazy spy. So they recruit, the Russian government recruits her to train to be what they call sparrows. And they're basically men or women that are sent out into the world to, you know, discover secrets, find, you know, secret documents, things like that. Spies, essentially.
Help Trump or Hillary win the contest?
Sure, yeah, okay. And you know what? It's funny, though, because this is actually supposed to be taking place, like,
during
now.
During that election?
No. Or? Like, right now. It's supposed to, like, be okay. In modern times. So, I feel like it's really relevant, also, to, like, what women are... It kind of touches on, like, what women go through, like, sexually and things, and, I don't know. It's really good.
Okay.
Her accent's kind of all over the place, but, you know, as we all know, she's not really Russian, so it's okay. Jennifer, I forgive you.
But it's really hard, because I did the acting in school, and
the Russian
I remember they really wanted me to do this part in a high school play, Stand and Deliver. They really wanted me to do this part in the play because I had that natural, like, dry humor. I don't know what the hell happened. But I was not very good at having a German accent.
Well, that's a hard one, too, to nail down.
And it's very hard to have any accents. Like, I tried to do... When a long time ago, when I dated a girl that was from Australia, I used to laugh.
You're picking out, like, all the hardest ones.
I used to laugh because I used to use my British accent. Oh, your typhus, screw that. That is not Australian.
I bet she yelled at you a lot.
Yes, she did, actually. Oh. Yes, she did. But I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So... Anyway, I don't know what else I can say about this without giving a lot away, because there's just... Oh, the main guy that's in it, I have a huge crush on him now.
Oh, yeah.
He's like... He plays an American spy, but they kind of like fall in love or have a little love affair, and he's really hot, you guys. Ladies.
Goose has a crush on my friend Jeff Locke. Just saying.
Stop it.
Jeff, if you're hearing this, I know that you listen to the show. Goose has a crush on you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind meeting you face to face.
She wants to honk your honker.
No. Jeez. Now you're making me sound like a Red Sparrow. Okay, you guys. So go and see this movie. It's really good. The cast is amazing. And I'm not just talking about Jennifer Lawrence. The guy that plays her uncle is really... He's probably the only guy that's really Russian in the movie. And he's amazing. And you just, like, you kind of, like, love to hate him the whole time. I love characters like that, where you're just like, God, you're awful.
Yeah.
But, like, they're just so good at playing that character.
So does she play an evil character, then?
She's kind of like a, like, you don't really know until the end.
which is kind of why I don't really want to go into it. Okay. So it's just, it's really good. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, you guys. And I don't usually do this, but I went to the movies by myself. Yeah, all by myself. It was a Wednesday night. And,
I'm an idiot.
No, I was not. It was fun. But the awkward thing was, like I said, there's nudity in this movie. Yeah. Like, full frontal, like, male and female, you know, stuff like that. And there's one part where it's kind of awkward. Like, they're in, like, a classroom, and two of them are told to, like, undress.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of awkward. And I was actually sitting between, on my right side was a couple probably, like, 70-plus, like, years old, I mean. And then on the other side was, like, a whole family with, like, children and stuff. And I was like, A, why would you bring your child to a rated R film? I don't think they were that young. I think I'm just getting older and everybody looks like they're 9.
Well, but... you know, it is harder today's society to explain the birds and the bees.
It is?
Well, kind
just
of.
Hit the internet, kids. You'll be fine. It'll all turn out,
buddy,
all right.
You whacking?
So, go see this movie, you guys. It's really good. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's part of Goose's gander. It really is good. And I don't just go and see movies all willy-nilly. Like, I really had to choose one because there's really not a lot out there right now.
Yeah, there isn't. There really isn't.
And, like, I was going to go and see, like, another one of the Academy-nominated ones, even though the Academy Awards were over. I was going to go see another one of those. They're all out on video already or, like, on Netflix or something.
Yeah, well, you know, we, me and my wife saw 50 Shades of...
You did? Three. How was it? I haven't seen it yet. They didn't have it when I went to the movie.
It's on our network.
Oh, good. I'll go home tonight.
I got to be honest with you. I wasn't impressed.
Did you see the first two, though?
I did.
Did you read the books?
I did, and I told I no I didn't read the books.
Yes,
no, I'm
He's
not
lying.
That. No, I didn't read the books. I didn't read the books, and the you know I told Cass, I'm like, you know, I didn't really have a problem with it in the first two movies because I got to see some, you know, skin.
Yeah.
Nipple action. But this one, I didn't get to see any nipple action. I didn't get to see much skin.
Oh, was it
skin.
More? Oh.
It was really blocked.
Oh, wow.
But it was like...
Surprising.
I didn't know if I was watching a porno with everything blocked.
Like black squares
yes.
everywhere.
Or if I was watching a movie. Huh. You know, Yeah, I guess I'm kind of sexist. Look, if I'm going to see love scenes, I want to be able to see.
You know what?
Some
ladies
cleavage.
Are the same way. We want to see the six pack and the, you know, the V. You know what I'm talking about.
You guys want to see the apple?
Yeah, sure. The Adam's apple.
Oh, this is so not a family.
But yeah, so
family show
I haven't
today.
Seen 50 Shades, the third one yet. I saw the first two. I read all the books. I don't really like the movies a whole lot because I really don't like Dakota Johnson.
Cass said they
and
left
the guy
a lot
is,
out of the book.
Well, not only that, but it's just, I don't think the actors were picked out quite right. Because the original guy that was supposed to be in it was the blonde, really sexy guy from Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
Like the main guy. He
yep.
was supposed to be Christian Grey.
Yeah.
That would have been... unbelievable. But unfortunately he dropped out because and I think it's because of Dakota Johnson, because the minute that I heard she was signed on to the deal and nobody even know who she was, he dropped out of it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So I mean, wonder if he was like, ew, gross.
I asked Cass, I'm like, you know, this movie compared to other movies, she really doesn't have any boobs.
Well, I don't know.
She was really.
We
kind of
got off topic. We were talking about Red Sparrow's boobs.
Yes, but I'm sure the guys that are listening love the topic. They might even be laughing.
But we were talking about Red Sparrow's boobs,
yes.
which are just as good.
Or actually better. Jennifer Lawrence actually has boobs.
Yes, she does.
So
is it better than Space?
I do have to mention really quick one more thing about Red Sparrow.
Okay.
The costumes are amazing. Like, if I were to model my wardrobe after someone's costumes, this would be it.
So they weren't, like, tacky?
No, they were gorgeous.
Suspender looking?
Oh, no. No, okay. No suspenders covering nipples. No, very classy, very. And I don't know if I'm like, if this is going to be like a thing in the spring, but lace was very prominent in the costumes.
While you're talking, I got to bring up our friend Stormy that we interviewed.
Stormy with the pig?
Yes.
I love her.
So she posted this.
Our little Southern Belle.
She posted this today. And since we're talking about costumes, she posted this today. It's from The Onion. And I keep talking. I'm going to find it. So she posted this. The new Cartwright
Carhartt introduces rugged work thong. And it's literally a man's tool belt that sneaks itself in between your cheeks. That's nice. I better get my handy man one of those for Christmas.
I'll send one to Jeff, say, from the goose.
You should repost that to the H-Train page so everybody can see it. Thanks, Stormy. You've brought us many minutes of laughter over here. That's pretty great. So, and, you know, fellas, if you're looking for a new kind of tool belt, we just found you one. It's the, what is it called? The hardworking man's thong or something like that. I don't know. But, you can keep your hammer on it and your penis.
All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to go on a music break, and we're going to hear from Deanie Rae with the tribute to the troops. And when we come off that music break, after all that, we're hitting the two-minute warning. And me and Goose will talk about our day, what
exciting, we learned.
Yes. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose. Stay with us. Don't go away. Tribute to the Troop is next with Deanie Rae.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey folks, Deanie Rae here. Hey, let me start off by saying that I am so pleased to announce there has been no casualties for the last 60 days. That is awesome. So I had to go back into the archives, and that's what I did. I went back to January of 2016, where I found that Staff Sergeant of the United States Army, Matthew McClintock, succumbed to hostile fire in Afghanistan. Mr. McClintock was from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was 1st Battalion, 19th Special Forces Airborne. He was stationed in Buckley, Washington. Mr. McClintock, we thank you for your service, and we here at the Military Brotherhood Radio, we salute you. And now back to you, H-Train, and good.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you? Tell no insane no more.
I will help
from my friend. Gonna get out of my friend.
I will help from my friend.
Yeah. Someone to love. And it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mad.
I will help my friend.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friend?
I will help my friend.
I promised myself I'd get back.
I will help my friend.
Said I'm gonna try.
Hi, this is Jenna Spivey, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose.
Oh, hi, guys.
And, you know, one of these days, I need to just get off the mic and let you sit in this chair.
We tried that last week. It was a disaster.
Well, it doesn't really help when I'm like, hey, you know.
Okay, well, we'll try again.
We need to do a dry run, like, you know, come over here an hour before.
Practice.
Yeah, and practice. And okay, now you want to do this. Now you want to do that, you know.
Well, we'll see if I get to drive in the coming weeks.
Oh, yes. And talk about driving. We had a little extravagant adventure.
We had a little adventure this afternoon.
We had a little adventure today. So I'm going to mention this.
It was so nice out today.
We know that there's going to be a story, but we don't know when or where. Well, we know where, but we don't know when. There is a magazine out that's brand new that we're going to be featured in for the show. And the adaptive stick shift that my best friend Luke Johnson had created. And so it's called Bikers Down. The person that's in charge of it, her name is Lori Montoya. She is a diehard bike fan like myself. And this, you know, it's brand new. This Biker Down, you know, it's not advertising fluff. It's not advertising, you know, any corporations. Her main mission, and I will read this per se,
word for word.
Colorado News is free, and it goes out to 10,000 hard copy issues, 7,500 emails, and 5,000 social media subscribers. We are focused more on the biker community and bikers who own businesses than the fluff in other magazines, and we focus on all kind of writings. And I think that's a great quality, and she's brand new at this. So when you get this magazine, and pow, you know, March 1st comes out, and it's out, you kind of have a better... what's the word I'm looking for? A better
perspective
of what the magazine is all about. And we created this adaptive thing, and you know, she's like, well, we want to do a story on what you and Goose are doing, because what you guys are doing is awesome.
Thanks.
And I told her, well, you know, I've got to talk to our producer, but we need to have you on the show talking about this magazine. Because, you know, they're not going to create this magazine, you know, and give the award to Bruce Jenner or whatever, Caitlyn Jenner, just because she showed up to do an interview. You know, this is, she's trying to change the world with this mission. And I think that this magazine has really high hopes. At least I have high hopes for it. Well, anyways, so she... There's a possibility that we might be on the cover, but we have to do a good picture.
Yeah, so we had to go on a little excursion
today. We had to go, because evidently the pictures that we did at the Harley store was great pictures, but unfortunately it doesn't really target the adaptive part that she wanted. And I had a... kind of a feeling you just didn't like it because you didn't have makeup on.
That and I looked fat.
You're not fat.
No, wait. We took all new ones and they're great. I like them. And we're outside.
We think we're great. We're not no Debbie, let me tell you. We're not that great.
We're great.
Okay, so anyways, we took these pictures and I said, Goose, do you want to follow me or do you want to ride a bike?
Yeah. So, I'm going to let you have all the fun. I don't think so.
You mean you want me to get in B-Train's car? No.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get to ride in the sidecar. I was all excited.
Yeah,
on my way
whatever.
Over. I would totally hop in there, your caboose. It's the coolest thing because H has a trike. So the sidecar isn't necessarily a sidecar. It's more of
a wagon.
Tag along behind sidecar. So careful there.
Yeah. Probably have to edit that out.
Coughing is human.
Yeah, I should have used the cough button here, but dear.
Yeah, it was a great, beautiful day. I just had on a light jacket and a t-shirt.
Yeah, it was.
Fine.
Oh. How good do we have it living in Colorado?
Right? It was 68 degrees today.
Right?
It was like 20 last week.
Hey, everybody on the East Coast, be jealous.
Yeah. You guys think you have it so great. We have all the seasons in 1 week.
Yes. With the scenic.
Yeah.
And for those that smoke pot, you can smoke it here. You can go to McBud.
It's legal. McBud, is that a place?
Yes, it is. Oh. Gosh, what is it? I keep forgetting to hit this choke button. Well, quit choking me up.
I'm sorry.
You're choking me up.
All right.
All right. Well, it's that time. It is the 2 minute warning.
Woo woo.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Man, you keep coughing and I keep burping over here. It's a whirlwind of gas here.
Well, I tell you, we've mentioned the poker run that's going on in Mesa, Colorado.
Mesa,
Colorado.
It means table in Spanish.
And that's that. Ooh, my phone is vibrating.
Got a funny sensation in my crotch.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's
motorcycle
season coming up. And
keep an eye out for bikers, please.
Yes.
I almost ran over one on my way over here. I'm not kidding. He was in my blind spot.
Whoa, was he a Harley or was he a crotch rocket?
It was not a crotch rocket. But I don't know if it was a Harley. It could have been an Indian. But it was, you know, one of those sit like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of deals. So it was definitely not a crotch rocket.
Okay.
But anyway, you guys, seriously, it's getting warmer out. We were out today, and we have you have a nice big trike, so that's easier to see. But,
right.
Yeah, those guys on the crotch rockets, they love to weave in and out of traffic. You know who I'm talking about. Whether it's the highway or the side streets, just let them go. Let them be who they are.
I can't stand people like that.
Yeah. But
flip-flops, orange t-shirt on the back that says, "Hey, asshole, do you see me now?" You know, whipping right, you know, through traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot stand that.
Yeah. I can only stress to us that just drive cars, look out for those people, the not-so-great bike drivers as well as the good ones, and to the bike riders. Be just as careful.
See, that catches me off guard because usually, you know, a motorcycle, not a crotch rocket or those ninjas or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Usually we are more.
You're just cruising.
Yeah, we're just cruising. We're enjoying the air, you know, and the dirt. And I learned the hard way. Don't get in front of a car when it's like snowing or when it's dust, because you will get the windshield wiper fluid in the face.
That's
fun. Yeah, tell me about it. Or the big dump trucks.
Yeah.
But
everybody just be careful out there. Colorado has terrible drivers, and we all know that. But if we're all just a little more careful, maybe it won't be so bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, most definitely. And this is just I love Colorado. I really do. You know, I could do with some of the people, but I love Colorado. But with that being said, the thing that I learned today was, you know, instead of just being a nonprofit that we talk to, Karen she's been a gem. She's been so nice. Me and her message back and forth. You know, she's so excited if me and you are going to be able to make this poker run.
So
I'm really wanting to make it. Just a sweet person.
She was so much fun to talk to.
Yes, she was.
She made me giggle.
Huh?
She made me giggle.
You know, I saw her picture, but to be honest with you, her voice sounds like the little lady with Tweety Bird.
Oh. the grandma.
It totally doesn't look like it, but her voice is kind of sad. But anyways, next week, who do we got, Goose?
I don't know. You're in charge of that. But we'll be right here on MBR.
We will be here on MBR.
And hopefully IRN will be up
Yeah, IRN should be up. We have Guardian Angels for Soldiers Pets, March 19th. So with that being said, everybody, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you so much for listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose. And you will be able to listen to this podcast around 9:30, 10 Eastern Standard Time. So... oh, well, everyone, time sure flies when you're having fun, and hope that your week goes this fast as well. Remember, if you missed today's show at any time, you can download it and re-listen to the podcast immediately after the show concludes. Remember, the show will rerun every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on NBR, Sunday 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IRN. If you have suggestions or you want to be further on the show or want to troubleshoot something, message us every time. Remember, we are here for you once again, giving our veterans a voice.